This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Umzulu Paga, betin unhlonipho. It's that time, third and final hour. You know, Guti, we usually have Mr. Maqhi on the Knowledge Hub. Mr. Maqhi, once again, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time, making your time with the MUT Radio this morning.
Yeah, pileka. Thank you so much. Kubangene breakfast show. The only way to start your day.
Kunjalo nje. Yeah, we're getting closer and closer to first season. What do you have for us this morning?
Yes, we are. I was checking the calendar. So this is day number 307. So this is day 307.
Siyako 365.
Siyako 365. So okay. Only 58 days left. So I mean, if you pay attention to these things, 2025, 2024, those, I mean, it's somebody's calendar anyway. But yeah, so we are on this day, and this is week number 45. So yes, you're right. So we are approaching the festive season. They call it the silly season, and we'll just remind ourselves. I mean, I think I feel like put out this morning we're just doing a podcast, but I think even now, as I'm saying these things, I don't really think I'll be thinking them. I'll have time to think through them much until when you was at.
Yeah.
So it's one of those shows where we will always maybe replay it just to remind ourselves what we should have done and then maybe to try and catch up. But we are looking at that. With how do you approach it? And Jobasuku November, also one of the big things on November is the Black Friday. So which sort of, you know, creates a hype for all of us. The nature of it is that, so it is 4 weeks before Christmas in the Christian calendar. So go to Advent, the 4 weeks before Christmas. So waiting for, I mean, this is the moon, the sign that says the king would be born. So, I mean, okay. Then we have a capitalism where we are making money out of this. So basically, we all tend to do things that we really know we shouldn't, but what can we do? Everybody's running around. I mean, texting these days, mukibela kunomuntu ophethe isikhwama. So nje, we are all up and down. So we do need to maybe pause before we get overexcited and just maybe give ourselves some survival guide, you know, some survival tips with how do we navigate this particular period. So kwi psychology baye bakhulume nge locus of control. So as much as time is not, we are not in control of the time, but what we can control is how we respond. So our reactions. Ngoba there's the action is what we initiate. It means the action, reaction, and the response is isn't this vaccine. So locus of control. So Natigela, I'm trying to say this morning, maybe let's just brush up on that. So let's get our mindset. Let's prepare ourselves. How do we work through this? Now, the first thing really is to remember, in the libuzo abaphambili, right? So all the time. So it helps to listen to other people. One of the tips, talk to strangers. So if you bona abantu, if you hlala abantu about 5, always 6 umkhulumise ongamazi. So 1 ungamkhulumise, 2 ungamkhulumise, 3 ungamkhulumise, 4 ungamkhulumise, so always 6. So hey, kunjwa hey, kashisa namhlanje. So out of that, by the day, if you trip back be hour or lo hamba khona, I'm telling you, you would have learned a few things. So try that, it works. Read. 2 books I thought about this morning was one corner Uhain Marae. So he wrote a book, Limits to Change, in 1999, where he was reflecting on the changes in South Africa. Limits to Change, yes. Uhain Marae. So, I mean, both are African-speaking writers, but they write in English. So one of the things he says, and it's an interesting thought, you go back to the future you thought you left behind. Because we're always going back. So the future is not in front of us, but it is behind us, which means the things that we do now will take us to the future. So we always arrive at the future, not that the future comes to us. So we always go back to the future. So it's like we are moving in reverse, right? So when you're actually going to the front.
it sounds like a riddle now in Lenoshung. Please, for a listener's sake as well, please repeat what you just said, because I feel like it's very important. We go back to the future.
Yes, so let me read that. So we are going back to the future we thought we left behind. So as close as even now, as close as, but if it comes,
Oh, is, okay.
Which tells you. If it's just a literary, yes. So the kamva is behind you.
Mm.
So we should, when are you, as much as we are looking forward, but really future is behind you.
Wow.
So it's very...
Wow.
Deep. Yeah, you're right. It sounds like a riddle as well. Maybe it's true. Well. Every time we think of a future, say pause.
Mm.
Then the other one is Uanki Kroch. So she wrote a book after the TRC from that period, so in 1998. It's called The Country of My Skull, right? Now, she talks about a person who is sitting on a buggy, sitting on a truck, and with the truck is going that way, but because when Uthalis doing a move, you always see things after the car has passed. With as much as you are going to town, but the things that you see when are the things that you are leaving behind.
Yes.
Yes, you are going. So that is not stopping you from reaching the town, but you have to. So she was reflecting now in the TRC. We were moving towards, we were moving forward as a country. But we were sustaining a move, we back. So that is a book, is in the sea, she and a move. So day number 307, maybe as well, that's a useful thought to sort of look back and hopefully not regret much and start making preparations for 2026. The thing about the festive season, the silly season, is that you're not allowed to be in a bad mood. So if you're smiling, so everybody expects you to be happy. People expect you to be around people. You're not expected to be lonely.
No.
Which also, I mean, if you moto buya abeno queen, go be with about to back dinner or back phone. You are going to strike.
You can't be sad at this time.
Nobody expects.
It's time to be happy.
Yeah. So there's always a little pressure there. Which brings us to then the second point, which is common. I mean, people call it FOMO. So you're always fearing because you are missing us. If other people are there, you are here when, hey, nigga,
you're missing out.
Please worried. And for me, I think, and then of course, we have manji. In the past, we used to have ama adverts and ama advertisers. Manji is ama influencers.
Yep.
Influencers are in your face. Influencers, you can't really miss them. And I might try as you might. Usually, you like them. Even amongst, I mean, they are likable people. I mean, these are strange creatures. I mean, you add me to that, but some influencers, I mean, they are human. I mean, so they are very good, a lot of them. So, Jay Gunzim, what's in the mind, we say, we born in the influence, we land alone, we tend to also now, man, the wish, which is about now. So lend young putella. You start panicking, right?
Mm.
Now it's challenging us over now. It's in a good fear of missing out is that so Ama Russians, they just told us because they are working on a treatment their cancer. Because the cancer is a terminal disease. Cancer, if you're cancer, so it was you with the chances are at some point it's going to take them away.
Yeah.
If we can't sing a Zugla pair, then it means that you are man is both in a swim with started as 300 years. Then also recently as well, like South Africa I forget the situation of the process, not to press, but this body a control of my medicines.
Mm.
Also, there's going to be a vaccine now so that people can have an opportunity to take HIV. Because now, with HIV has been a terminal disease where it's been killing people, right? So, yes, I'm ARVs, they managed to test up. But if they're going to vaccine, because the vaccine is all out, it means it creates more chances for people to bang it too.
Yeah.
So I think the two major illnesses, Zangale and Century Lule. So if a sezong aseng a zuk back on and German, then it means if you are 20 this year, expect to live until 100. So whatever decisions you make, you will stick around until 2025. So you'll be here until 2075 probably or 2095. Right. And now again, Sakuluma as well, the thing that we are afraid of. The other one, a reality, unfortunately, is a solution. I mean, we were just talking of AI, is the unemployment. It's a reality. If you are finishing whatever it is you are finishing, or if you start looking for work from today, give yourself a year. 365 days, give yourself a year to be looking. So 70% of people who are looking for work will look for a year until they find something. I mean, some of them eventually give up, but if not to give up, so learn that skill. Look for them, say Benz, don't give up, brush up on those connections in Abandu, and you know, keep pushing, right?
Mm.
So that is the second wisdom. The other one is ukuthi imali onayo, please make it go a very long way. So count your cents, count your rands. So don't just spend the money.
Very important.
Very important. Very important. Very important.
Especially on this season, we're usually very careless when it comes to money.
Yeah.
Forgetting that as much as, yes, according to the calendar, this is the end of the year, as if it's the end of the world.
Yes.
No, there's still like other days, other months coming in. January is here soon.
January. So no January is bad. And unfortunately, so and usually also especially if you're a student, maybe you were surviving on NSFAS for the last 10 months. So it's going to come to an end. So think through now. And yes, of course, nakona the shopping that we do, I mean, there are specials. Please don't be shy to buy cheaper. Then I mean it's there's a stigma over cyber corner sometimes. So make your money go. Now this the one in concern I get put that was is the announcement that I show. I mean not just here, no, I didn't because I thought it's in a scene king over sin king amatele, so foot and mouth disease.
Yeah.
So apparently everywhere in the world, meat prices are going up. Black people no shisa nyama.
Lelela, we are playing a Brian on Friday already.
Yeah, so we are going to struggle seriously. Ngoba I contribution relates ukuthi imali iphele ebantwini generally manje bathe ngokudla abantu. Ukudla is expensive. Then enye ke into ezoshaya keke ile mbango le eqala u Trump ne China where bebanga indaba zama microchips ukuthi this. So thina besine golide kulelizwe, so apparently golide manje is no longer in fashion. So the big thing now is these rare earth minerals. And as I say, China is equal like thina. Because they are moving away from diesel now, they are moving to electric cars. So they need that. So they need these chips. Onke senza ngithi senza onke umuntu futhi bane iPhone.
Yeah.
So in Europe, for example, we are told they are no longer replacing ama phone abo every second year. So people are sticking to their phones for longer.
Wow.
Imalayiko. So, and hopefully, again, because of force and now the chip makers as well, with about car, the benzes and things will last, it will last for longer. But knowing China is the man who's in Donau, it's a chief.
Yeah.
And bonus bazuba, because of Badu, it's by Asha, so business model.
It's worrisome with these cars. It says Figi Le Manja, even in the South African market, there's quite a lot of Chinese cars, and they're beautiful cheaper prices.
They are. So they're always attractive, which means you're always looking for the next one. And they come out every time. I find any mobile name.
There's always an update.
So we are hoping you would say, but let's relax, and cool and get business confidence. So we are hoping the people who are sitting with money. So if you need to watch it, so these people are where are they investing their money on? I mean, I was happy that I think is what I mean. I just mentioned this of this care most but plan to it all. We need people about bold, but no, we are not closing down it all. So if you look more, but unfortunately, it's a relay born and abandoned by Nemal currently with us in a spa fix.
Yes,
Babas Vulis told a showcase, one or two about some cash and wins and job. So watch out for that now, wherever you are. And the next one also is wisdom, really. So remember, we do live in a capitalist system. There's nothing for my island. And the capitalism, there are always winners and there are losers. So whatever you are gaining, someone has lost. And whatever someone has lost, it will be your gain.
Yeah.
Again, disappointing. Well, Amazon is doing well. Amazon, back in 1998 or so. Okay. So normally they're selling everything. Now they're moving into AI because AI ends up with Lulu's Basabens. Now, this is what they do, they are retrenching people.
Oh no,
I mean, the first thing you do when you are doing well, you announce a result to say, Malian, and yet out overdoing about. So, this is a challenge because we are looking at these companies. Please do as well now, wherever you are, with watch your Apple, go to Tina Band, watch your Google, watch your Mate on Facebook, because these are people who are making money out of ETTech, but it's only 1%. I mean, it's actually 1%. Amazon. Ubizos, it's one individual. Same no same saying. It's one. So bonke labantu kuba nomuntu nje ukuthi imali yonke is again. And if it decide ukuthi thela kasasidingi then seba
seba. So let us go.
Seba with trouble. The interesting one ke abayisho in the worst put away to is bathi Henry. So there's a term which they're coming up with, right? So where they talk about individuals who are high earners, not yet rich.
Mm.
So because you have people are earning a lot of money, but they must continue working because they're not rich enough to sustain in pillar by pillar.
Yeah.
Right. In this country, anything panicking so I mean is I'm a bank, you won't get money. Say announce you go see lender go to see my ATMs. So say cashback. So engathi ndama ATM so manje bafuna siye emafoni inike manje man. So ngoba if ubuka this bank longa abantu abathanda abahlezi bemo line manje khona kwasana lezama nokushintsha abantu bani ukuthi abangani with digital banking.
Yeah.
So we are going to have to catch up with a lot of things. I mean this technology thing is unfortunately
lende
ebesibona ngathi kude it's going to hit us. It's here.
Yeah.
Etexini ngenzeka manje uthi asayibanga ushintshe sekuthiwa wonke umuntu uyathepha unike uzo device uthi uthi type ama details wakho and then wenze lo transfer. The last one is that we always rely on government and unfortunately government is shrinking. Government awuna imali. So for many reasons, yes, any earning by George, but any other reason, you would say the value government across the world has been in retreat, right?
Mm.
So we are always encouraged, would say, we look at ourselves as this notion of economics, you know, would say, casi economy. I was trying to be positive. I'm battling to be positive because if it's hardship economy, it was we mela yodwa. Right. In the keep abantu busy. If umuntu une business as a luxury, usho ukuthi busy. Akusho ukuthi wenza imali as such. Yabona ukuthi kuze nje khona into ayenzayo. Now, so mostly kuba ke retail. So unesipaza.
Yeah.
Esifanele nakhona sivule ngo 6 ekuseni, sizivale ngo 12 ebusuku. So fanele kube khona i-tavern, ama-tavern aninkinga ngoba inkinga eningi ze-crime zisukela kona. But now fanele azavule ngo 2 ekuseni. Bese bawusho sinyana uma ubuka zonke lama businesses izinto bayithengaphi isipazi izinto bafanele baphume bayothenga komunye umuntu ozo i-wholesale zonza moma so ubona ba-boost omunye umuntu utshwala bathenga omunye umuntu and most of these is ama Dutch companies alethu ama-import utshwala obuningi ophuzwayo in this country.
Mm.
So same we just said usushisa nyama inyama izonyoka so usho sinyama they're going to battle as well.
Yeah.
And nabo this way then basoba ama i-transport Bolt ne-Uber i-app ichama komunye umuntu. We have decided our prices, road conditions, our harms, crime. Then, still be no machines. So, now we machines. I finally been a band of So, it does fit this thing. Because one woman is battling. So, I come to come and aluminum on the side. So, we end up committing. Now, in the young and the panic among was hearing, let's get people to get our skills, right? Now, there's a bill. Ekhona njengamanje ethi so ama universities njengamanje sinama universities out 26 are public bese kuthi lamanye are private our trees njengama universities na sethu amane sesizokhombisa on an equal basis so wena uma uthi wenze i course la kuthina so kunama courses ngeke uzofunde i medicine for example privately.
Mm.
But it means that in a few years time uzoba nomuntu ofunde a private college azaqede azabe udokotela izinto zotreat abantu. Now kulento equality ke ukuthi those who have and those who have not.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to open up a gap.
Mm-hmm.
So wena uma usurely ku NSFAS uso NSFAS ukunikeza imali kunomuntu ongazokurely ku NSFAS yena ozokwenza i course in real time in record time I finish because i system angene kuyona iyabantu abakhokhayo vele is efficient is delivering blah 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 blah.
Yes.
Blah. So I've delivered a lot of bad news. But we are approaching the festive season, like we said. We will try and keep our spirits high and not get depressed.
You know, when you came here, you said this is a festive season, and a lot of people think that we must be happy and all that. And you said off air that there's really nothing to be happy about. I didn't understand fully at the time because, I mean, what do you mean? It's festive season. But now, after mentioning all these things, we're like, no, man. It's really, really, there's nothing to be happy about. Yeah. No, but siyabonga kakhulu, Mr. Mark. Thank you so much for giving us this knowledge. Sometimes it's not even about the academics. It's not only on the academics or relying on the academics and the students. It's just life lessons in general.
Yeah.
Just to learn about some of the things that we're facing with. And it's when you're a student, Mosa, doing your first year, second year, third year, you're really not aware of these things.
You're just focusing
on your schoolwork, going back to res, having free transport, you know, Kalamaala, going shopping, you've got your NS pass. Until the day Upuma ever sees, now you're facing life and you're like, yo.
Nobody told me.
So I think even for students who are listening right now, who are still in their second year, first year, third year, this is something to take away from Mr. Mark, to say, hey, there's life after varsity, and you must be ready for it. No, thank you so much, Mr. Mark, for your time. Really appreciate it. Until next week.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.